This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver's city council members have expressed concerns about drug and mental health treatment spending following a critical city audit last week. CPR investigative reporter Ben Marcus has more.
The audit followed a CPR News investigation into Caring for Denver, a nonprofit that's fully funded by city tax dollars. The unique setup allows it to avoid a lot of routine public oversight. Councilmember Jamie Torres said at a committee meeting on Wednesday that she had discomfort about that structure.
But when your sole source is tax dollars, sales tax dollars that we've collected, that we've transmitted to you, in my eyes, it creates a different kind of relationship. I wasn't put at ease with some of the responses to the auditor's findings.
Caring for Denver disagreed with many of the auditor's recommendations related to things like due diligence of grantees. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Meanwhile, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston signed an executive order today that attempts to limit the ability of ICE agents to operate in the city. The order blocks ICE from staging on city property to enforce immigration law if they don't have a judicial warrant, a court order, or other legal mandate. It bars ICE from schools, churches, stadiums, libraries, and hospitals, as well as restricting the agency from racially profiling residents. It also empowers Denver police and sheriff's deputies to arrest ICE officers in certain instances. The order was inspired by community members after federal agents killed two U.S. citizens in Minnesota. They asked the mayor and city council how they plan to protect residents against a potential surge by the Trump administration. This is CPR News.